Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. So glad you're with us here today at New Life. Oh, my goodness, we love getting to do this. And if you want to join us on the program, and I say us, it's Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
Yay, I know. Yes. So fun.
We're really getting to know each other. As if we didn't. Hi, Solomon. How you doing, buddy?
Solomon's on the air, too, almost.
Yes.
Yeah, he is almost on
He's
the air.
He's in training.
Air. He's just back from Taekwondo camp, so, you know, I have to be really careful.
He can yeah,
strike
do.
A blow here at
That's
any
right.
moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's a lethal
amazing.
Weapon.
It's amazing how they teach so many great values of leadership, and, you know, it's not about beating somebody up. It's about showing respect to folks, but also, you know, honoring the space that you're given. I mean, it is the ultimate boundaries class, I think.
Wow.
It's really good what they teach there. Anyway, we've got some great stuff going on here, and one of the great things is that up to now, this year, we've given away, because of you and your generosity, we've given out over $100,000 of scholarship
wow.
money
wow.
to people who could not afford to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it is phenomenal to hear the stories of these guys that go through.
It makes such a difference for people, Steve. I know several people who have been granted a scholarship and were so blessed by it, then later they paid it forward and paid for somebody else to go.
Wow.
And I hear multiple stories like that.
Hmm. No, it really is true. That is so common and typical.
Mm-hmm.
They get into some kind of recovery process, and financially they recover,
mm-hmm.
and then they want to help somebody else, and I love that. But we're out of it, and you know, we really need your help. If you could help us with a scholarship, you know, our workshops cost anywhere from, you know, $800 to $1,200 or so, and if you could provide a scholarship, would you call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've actually given away $120,000 so far, and we just never want money to be an excuse for someone not getting help. You know, Larry just came back from Every Man's Battle, and one of the guys there shared at the close of the workshop that his wife had urged him to go to the weekend, told him to call 800-NEW-LIFE, and said, tell them I said that you need to go. Well, he did it. His wife told him to ask about scholarships, and he did, and we helped him get to the workshop. Well, that man named Paul stood in front of that group and said, I was always searching for something to help, but it was never there. And it turned up 3 weeks ago with the acceptance of my application for a scholarship from New Life, and I'll be eternally grateful for that. And now my work begins. I'm going back to my love, my wife. My real work will begin. I don't care how long it takes, but without God and New Life and their scholarship, I would be married and miserable, or single, or lonely. I'm going to have a life now with the woman I fell in love with and married after 10 years of lies and misery. My wife told me she knew the man who she fell in love with 10 years ago was not the man who stood in front of her and lied. He went over to the bookstore. He bought Every Man's Battle. He bought Worthy of Her Trust. And that's going to be those are his workbooks going forward. When Larry went over to Paul, he had tears in his eyes and says, you have no idea what you've done for me in my marriage, and I don't know how to thank you. Now, whoever gave that scholarship, that's your story.
Mm.
Could you call us and help us get our scholarship fund back in there so nobody is without help because of finances? 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Could you call us or go to newlife.com and click on fundraising?
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You know, whether or not you can afford a scholarship, when you support us in any way, isn't it amazing just to hear that story of somebody that came to something that we did and that was the result?
Well,
I mean, it's phenomenal.
The young man I talked about a couple of weeks ago was there on a scholarship to Every Man's Battle, and it changed his life. And he's getting married in 2 months, and it's going to change the whole course of his marriage. So somebody invested in him and in his marriage, which is profound.
My wife and I were just talking about, you know, before she knew me, she was a New Life listener. And she didn't go to a workshop, but it introduced her to so many things that we do and a different way of looking at things. I was just doing a chat on the TAP network on tv.newlife.com with a woman who married a man who was obsessive compulsive. And the day after they got married, he handed her a full-page front-and-back list of rules that they would be abiding by.
Oh my! That should have been done before the wedding. No,
well, so he's OCD. He's OCD. She said he's obsessive compulsive, very, very sick guy. And they go to a counselor, and here's what he says: "You must submit to this with a smile on your face, because the Bible says for you to submit to him."
Oh,
well,
Lord.
Listen to this, newsflash, people. The Bible doesn't say that. You see, if I say the Bible says that, I'm misrepresenting what the Bible really says. If I come out and say, that's the headline, women submit to men, that's not truth. Here's what the Bible says. It says to be submissive to one another. It says, submit yourselves one to another.
As unto Christ.
Mm-hmm. Then it gives you how to do that. It says the woman, in doing this thing called mutual submission, she submits to the man, and the man, in doing this thing called mutual submission, he comes to a place where he's willing to die for her the way Christ died for the church. So there are three things here. One is mutual submission. Two is a man dying for his wife, and the third is her submitting to the man who's willing to die for her. Mm-hmm. To say that the message is submission from a woman to a man is misrepresenting the truth. It's part of a three-part triangle.
Yes,
all right, so
I asked a young man, I pointed that verse out to the young man in verse 21 in Ephesians 5, you know, that submit to each other as unto Christ. He said, that's in the Bible? And I said, maybe it's not in yours,
it's so
but it's in
mine. So often.
Hey, I got to tell you, I was talking to two of the wisest people on the planet, and this was probably 15 years ago, and they started off by saying, well, you can't submit to each other. And then I said, hey, let's just open up that scripture. You might have missed this part. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, you know, they had missed that part. So anyway, my point is this, that there are a lot of places where you go to get counseling, and it's not based on the truth. Like in the area of a woman submitting to a man, if that's all that anybody tells you, that's a third of the truth, not the whole truth there.
Well, and the way a man is called to submit by humbling himself, mm-hmm. giving up his rights, being willing to die.
Serving.
That's a bigger form of submission than what the wife is asked to do.
So is it fair to say, okay, I'll submit to you as soon as you die for me?
No.
Well, but it is fair.
It feels
for
fair.
A counselor. it is fair for a counselor to say, you know what? You have a job to do that's far beyond giving some rules out, this many mm-hmm. rules front and back, that you would expect her to submit to or abide by. And in fact, what God calls you to do is to be the leader. And here's what a leader in your situation does. He burns the list of rules. And the big rule that takes its place is the rule of love that causes you to sacrifice all that stuff for her. And mm-hmm. if she doesn't submit to that kind of leadership, boy, she's so foolish, because who wouldn't respond to that?
Right.
You see, that's the whole teaching there. And that's what we teach here. And when you support us, that's what you're supporting. And when you give a scholarship, you're going beyond that to support somebody getting some very specific help in one of our weekends. And, you know, we invented these intensives where you fly in clinicians and counselors and therapists. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Well, you just heard that story. There's nothing like it. So if you can help us, go to newlife.com, click on Donate Now and do it, or a one-time gift, or join Club New Life. And, of course, you know, when you join Club New Life, we send you the note cards, the book by John Townsend, the tote bag, the mug, the New Life mug, and then the best of tv.newlife.com. All of that is there, our way of saying thanks.
Did you get a mug yet?
Not yet. I saw a picture of one. I've only got a picture.
Uh-huh. You're just hungry for that mug.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible, yes.
Yeah, I want to frame the picture until I get my mug.
Maybe you ought to paint one. Paint a picture of it.
Maybe that's a good idea. Hey, let's go to George from Taunton, Massachusetts, listening on WEZE. Hi there. How are you?
Okay. Thanks.
What's going on?
Sometimes when I do something wrong, and I'll confess it to the Lord, turn from it, and I'm fine with that, but I try to... I can't tell my wife, and so I go to bed feeling guilty, and I wake up, I got symptoms, and, you know, all kinds of physical and mental symptoms. Sometimes they last for days. Now I'm having going through something now I've never had gone through before because of that. And, I'm not practicing any sin or anything like that.
Well, why is it you can't share what you're going through with your wife? Why can't you open up to her?
Because I just fear her response all the time is going to be, you know, flipping out on me and yelling at me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be better if she flipped out on you and then you guys could deal with the flipping out and the reality at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus
I've been doing that. Sometimes I'll tell her, and then we'll settle it. But sometimes if I think it was really bad, then I'll try to wait till the next day. And not thinking this. This has happened to me over the years, off and on. So it's like, you know.
You sound like a bad little boy who's afraid of his parents.
Yeah. Mm. Like she's an overbearing mother.
Yeah, something like that.
That doesn't make for a very good marriage relationship either, and mm-hmm. so it affects your health, but it affects the relationship. James 5:16 says, confess your sins one to another so you can be healed. And there is a connection between what you're describing and the physical symptoms that you get, in that you're missing part of the healing process, which is to confess to somebody else what it was, not just to God. Because and so maybe what you need is an accountability friend that you can confess to, and that will give you the courage to say something to your wife.
What kinds of things are we talking about, though, George? What things do you feel guilty about?
I went down, worked with a guy. We worked a long day, and it was hot, and I bought beer, and we were drinking beer driving down a road, which you shouldn't do, so we didn't get drunk or nothing, but, we had a couple, two or three beers. Three beers, I drank each. That was
All right.
That was one thing.
That would alarm your wife, because you could get a DUI or have an accident.
You mean because you were driving and drinking, or was it you felt guilty just because you had beer?
No, driving and drinking.
Oh, okay.
Well, here's my question. Has she talked to you about your drinking before?
Yeah, I didn't drink a lot. I drink to self-medicate sometimes, but not really getting drunk enough. And just
so here's the deal.
Just enough to ease the angst?
Yeah. Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
God's given you a gift. And the gift is that the secrecy is driving you crazy. It's really making.
I told her the next day, but I'm already suffering from that. When I go to bed like that, that stays in my mind, and I wake up.
You have you have a sensitive conscience, George, and that's good.
So rather than numb it or medicate it, why don't you just try and tell her what you're going to do? I am tired of holding in secrets when I do something irresponsible.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think you really ought to take a look at your drinking, for instance, because when you're drinking three beers and driving, you know you don't want to go home and tell her. You know you're not going to sleep that night because you're not going to tell her. So if that kind of torment up ahead doesn't prevent you from drinking and driving, then you have to say, well, maybe my drinking is a little bit more of a problem than I even imagined.
But, George, you're kind of also mentioning the depression and anxiety that you feel, and that you're using the alcohol to medicate. And I get this sense that, okay, you feel like the bad little boy, right? And so there's a part of you that wants to comply and tell the truth, but then, probably in reaction to that, you then act out and do something, because it's hard to always have to be, the one in trouble. I think there's this kind of vicious cycle that you're in, and I'm wondering, if you've always felt like a bad little boy, even prior to your wife.
Yeah, I've had too many hospitalizations for anxiety and depression.
Okay.
All that over the years, and so it's always been. I'm not, one of the times I had these guilt things that were not even rational, irrational.
Okay.
And it was because my conscience was overactive. The Christian counselor told me.
Right. Yeah. You kind of obsess
and
ruminate.
It's too sensitive.
Right. So are you seeing a psychiatrist right now? To help with
Christian psychologist.
Okay, but are you seeing a psychiatrist for some medication that could help you?
I'm on medication.
Okay. Okay, and usually when you're on medication, it's not the best idea to be drinking either.
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
But what I'm going through now, I feel like it won't go away. It scares me. Like I'm going to be this way the rest of my life. Being wicked tired and just don't feel right, and my nerves in the back of my throat. It's tight.
Well, all right. Well, you've got to get some help, ongoing help with a counselor, first of all. Secondly, I think a guy like you, these kind of problems, you need to be in a recovery program. Mm-hmm. It's not just for addicts. Recovery's for everybody. find a life recovery group in your area, or even an AA group, or some kind, if you have any kind of sexual integrity problem, a Sex Addicts Anonymous group or Sexaholics Anonymous
group.
Even
a codependence group would be good for you.
And that's going to, if you can get to healing, is a choice. We're coming close to where you are. In July, we're going to be in D.C. You go there. If you can't afford it, we try to get you a scholarship. But you can't just continue like this, medicating yourself, doing high-risk things. Mm-hmm. It's just not the path
set up for
a guy
disaster.
Like you to be. So I'm hoping that you can change this and let us find a counselor for you. We've got a lot in that area. Anybody else needing a counselor, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Now,
you know, one of the things that George would really benefit from is working the 12 steps. Mm-hmm.
No question. Let me send him a life recovery Bible.
There you go.
I'll send that to you. All right. Hey, it's a live program. I just got an email from Josh McDowell. I used to do television with Josh. He says, "Steve, my friend, you did it again. A grand slam. WeDare.com is so needed. I'm going to promote this to everybody, starting with pastors. I miss seeing you and chatting. We'll put this on our website. WeDare.com. I mean, that's one from one of the great, great men of our day, Josh McDowell. WeDare.com for sexual integrity and purity. 30 days. Go there. WeDare.com.
Before coming to healing is a choice, I was completely worn out.
Coming here was an empty shell.
I don't want people to think that you have to be just desperate to come. It's for people who don't know what to do next.
To open up to 8 different strangers was actually a relief. And so much got off my shoulders. And I feel so much lighter now. And I feel so much better. And I feel like I can give so much more to other people. And I don't feel ashamed. And I don't feel like I'm damaged goods.
I have learned that asking for help and being vulnerable can be safe.
The Healing is a Choice weekend is coming up July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Dave Stoop, and Dr. Jill Hubbard, and glad you're with us here today. There's some really good stuff over at tv.newlife.com, some wonderful Father's Day stuff. I did a program, what I call the Trauma Trough. I showed this to you, Dave, the whatever we're going to end up calling it. But here's what somebody said about it. They said, "Thank you for explaining how we can heal through surrender and aid the healing process. Fascinating, to say the least, and enlightening. Thank you for these videos on timely topics. You help so many. I'm grateful that you allow us to listen in and learn from you. It has helped me to have hope that I don't have to remain in the trough and leads to nowhere. You helped me to see that God truly has an answer for what I'm going through. God bless you all. And, you know, I'm going to give David a subscription to tv.newlife.com. Mm-hmm. I think that could really help him. I was just talking with a woman who's, you know, husband, OCD. She went on, she got a subscription, and it helps her so much. You know, the one I was talking about that had the list, she, the husband had the list of all the rules. She went on tv.newlife.com just because it had the truth that she needed, that she wanted to help her with him. And I love to hear that. So there are 2 weeks free for everybody. Yeah.
Did you mean to say George? You said David.
I meant to say George. That's yes, I did.
Just wanted to clear that up so that,
surely,
so that it gets to the
George,
right guy.
George knows he's getting that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's go to David. David's calling from Pomona, California on KKLA. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Steve. This is David and my wife, Jeannie. You know us pretty well.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good.
Two great, great supporters of New Life over the years, and boy, are we ever grateful.
Yeah, we just love supporting your ministry. So it's a great, it's been a blessing to us. And when I was at my lowest point, New Life was there to help pull me out of it. So I'm a lifer as far as supporting New Life.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
yeah.
David.
We love you guys. Well, how can we help?
Yeah, my question is on my. I have Caleb is 7, and my grandfather just died last week. His great grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And funeral tomorrow. And I guess the question that we have is. You know, is it okay for him to go to the funeral and to see the burial and all those things, or is he just too young and too tender for that particular part of the death process? We already told him that my grandfather passed away and explained to him that the body stopped working, basically, and that's what happens, and Grandpa's in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about how a kid 7 years old thinks of things. They're very concrete in their thinking, and they don't really get into abstract thinking until they're around 11, 12, 13. And so I would talk to him about it and kind of judge how he's taking it, because he may take some of the aspects of the service and make it very concrete, you know, very realistic, and then apply it to himself in some way. So I would tend to say no.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I would actually tend to say yes.
and then Steve can break the tie.
Right.
I will break the tie.
Because, David, I think that kids, you know, we often put our fears and feelings about something onto kids, and kids don't have all of that baggage yet. And so, you know, they kind of see things just as they are. And I think death is a part of life. And to be able to, you know, celebrate the passing of someone is important. And a lot of times we leave children out so that they won't be upset or disturbed by it. And we don't allow them to be able to also grieve and be sad. And that it's appropriate to be sad because we're going to miss someone. And while he may not understand everything, it then provides opportunity to talk about things.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll break the tie. Solomon's grandfather died when he was 5. And not only did Solomon's a really bright child. He's 8, reads a couple hundred pages a day. So he's very bright and always has been. Well, Solomon not only went, but he actually spoke at the funeral and just shared a little bit about what his grandfather, what he remembered about his granddad.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went, now, this was a man who had a record collection of, I don't know, you know, over 100,000 records from the 50s, and just amazing collection. And music was such a part of his life. He was a DJ. He had a record store. At the end, he saw people celebrating his life by dancing. People got up and they were dancing. And he also heard all this great stuff about his grandfather. And so I would say it depends on the child, and maybe it depends on the life of the person. And if it might be a great memory for him, he just remembers a couple of things, but he remembers, boy, a lot of people sure liked my granddad. That'd be a good thing. And like in the case of Solomon's grandfather, you know, there was standing room only there, and it was a great experience, and we knew it would be. But I think that breaking the tie is saying Dave's right. You know, it might not be great for every child, and Jill's right.
Yeah, I tend to change my mind here a little bit, but it, I would base it on a conversation with mm-hmm. your son, David.
Yeah,
And even have him write out maybe something that he'd want to say might be something good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Knowing your son and having been around your son a few times, David, I'd say do it. I'd say mm-hmm. take him and sit by him and be willing to
whisper
in his ear and then talk about it afterwards.
Make sure you talk about it afterwards and answer any questions.
All right, I'm sending you Every Man's Bible. Happy Father's Day to you, David, and our best to Gina.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer June 19th through the 21st in Dallas, Texas. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you want to join us, we're in the studio for 3 hours today. 1-800-229-3000. You know, the 24th, not only will I be at the Marriage Solution Weekend and Healing is Joyce, but I'll also be at Women of Faith in Oklahoma City. And, you know, we're coming around the country there, final tour with these wonderful original speakers. And if you go to womenoffaith.com and click in SA20, you'll get $20 off of a ticket. And we'd love to, I'd love to see you there. It really is, it's an amazing year of speaking, especially with the guest speakers and these women, the combination. Very, very powerful. So just can't encourage you enough to go to womenoffaith.com and get that ticket, type in SA20. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Brent from Bozeman, Montana. KCMM is the station. Hey, Brent, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Good. How can we help?
Well, basically, my wife goes through some medical conditions like fibromyalgia and psoriatic arthritis, which causes her daily intense pain. And it causes a pull on her as she feels like she's being punished. So it causes, like, you know, some, like, religious and faith-type crisis in a way. So I was wondering what I can do to be more supportive and be there for her and guide her through this process.
Well, you know, I got some weird ideas, Brett, if you've listened to the program. And one of my weird ideas is when I hear fibromyalgia, I think somaticized depression. that the body is acting out the depression rather than the emotions. And so what that would do, what suggests from that weird perspective, is that I would talk with her about what is she being punished for.
And that's rather a depressing thought.
Yeah,
right?
And listen with empathy. Don't try to fix it. Just mm-hmm. keep her talking. And the more she can talk about what she's being punished for, you get at the root of whatever that is. And maybe she hasn't even thought about it, just the sense of I'm being punished, you know, that because God is punishing me for something. And I would want to know what she thinks that is, and I would listen, and I would be empathic, and come back and do it again, and just be a supportive listener.
Okay.
So, yeah, so right. kind of, and follows, where are her negative thoughts then about herself in that being punished? And, you know, and does she talk about things? And you might even suggest that she go to counseling, or the two of you go, you know, you go in support of her, mm-hmm. with her.
Okay.
Because... go ahead, Steve.
She's a believer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The whole family is. You know, we have four daughters, and we all go to church, and we pray, and we try to be there for each other, and it's just, she can't help but feel, you know, somehow this is she's brought this upon herself, and she's being punished. It
yeah.
does cause
okay.
a little bit of pull on her as far as, you know, her faith, and like, why me?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. One of the why me answers is, because I haven't done what I need to do to heal. See, I've gotten stuck in, I have this because I'm being punished. If I stay stuck there, I don't really open up my life to the potential of healing. See, here's a piece of truth that, for whatever reason, she can't incorporate this into her life. It's not John 3:16, it's John 3:18. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. Wow, what a...
Well, Romans 8:1 says the same mm-hmm. thing.
Mm. What a piece of truth. Now, honey, you can either incorporate that truth into your life and live in that truth, or you have to do whatever you need to do so that truth becomes your reality, so that you're not hampering any kind of healing or progress that could take place because you're in this place of I'm being punished, mistreated, God doesn't like me, all of those kinds of things.
Well, right, because that's kind of a victim stance, Steve, what you're
yeah,
describing.
Right.
You know, when you get stuck in the why me, instead of the whys, you have to move on, because we all have various afflictions that we have to struggle with. It's what am I going to do next? What am I going to do about this?
Well, and James 1:2 talks about how you're supposed to count it all joy
mm-hmm.
when trials and problems come your way. And the reason you count it joy is not that God is punishing. He doesn't need to punish us. It's that he wants us to learn something. So maybe her way of learning is by talking it out and you listening
mm-hmm.
and just being empathic.
And the understanding that there is chronic pain with it.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's hard when there's chronic
real,
pain and you don't feel well.
It's real pain. It's
mm-hmm.
not imaginary.
Right.
So, 1 John 3:3 also says, everybody who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as Christ is pure. So what you're saying is we need to clear up, purify some of the thoughts and feelings that you have about what's going on with you, so that whatever can take place that is available, it's going to be maximized. And I am so thankful I don't have chronic pain. I've talked to so many people mm-hmm. that have. I used to run a chronic pain program in a hospital corporation I ran, and it is just horrific what goes on for folks. So
yeah,
mm-hmm. we wish her the best. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice.
If well, send her Rethink How You Think, too.
I'll do that. Rethink How You Think. Yeah.
Getting some, moving from a punishing mentality to
mm-hmm.
A celebratory mentality.
Yeah. Before we do anything else, let's mention Father's Day is coming up, and we have some things that might be helpful to you. One is Every Man's Bible. It was nominated Bible of the Year this year, 2014. Great Father's Day gift. Dave, you have a wonderful book.
The publishers made a real special deal for the book, my book, Making Peace with Your Father. If you go on Amazon or wherever you buy online, buy a book, it's only the e-book, the electronic book, but it's only $2.99, and it's good all this week and part of next week that you can get it at that price. So you got to go to Amazon or Christian Book Discount people or whoever you buy your books from online, and you'll get it for $2.99.
And Jill, you have
Forgiving
book.
Our Fathers and Mothers is appropriate for this time
That's
of year, especially if
Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Right, especially if you struggle with that relationship.
And we do know, you know, being the ministry that we are, we know that this is a weird time for a lot of people. And because you had a father that it was either confusing or it was a destructive relationship. And so these are books that could really, really help you.
And you know you had a hard time when you go to the card shop and you can't find a card that represents how you feel.
You stand there forever. No, yeah. No, nope. Too mushy, no.
Or
no.
Else you don't even go look for a card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number to call. Let's go to Andon from Ashburn, Virginia, WAVA. Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just wondering, as a Christian, how do you respond? A Christian family, we have, I'm originally from Africa, West Africa, Cameroon. My husband was born here, and he's Caucasian. Now we have two boys, Isaac and Joseph. Isaac is 8, and Joseph is 2. And I'm just calling to how do you respond as a Christian to bullying?
To bullying?
Know, my son got called. You know, I'm just grateful to God I have a really strong Christian husband. My son got called the N-word when he was 6.
Oh, wow.
2 times by the neighbor's kids. And, you know, I don't play the race card. I try to teach my little kids to just stand on their own 2 feet and not let that bother them. And we've just been bullied on so many occasions. There's a psychologist down the street that has been telling other people about basically giving an evaluation about my family to the neighbors and saying that I'm overly protective and I'm doing a man's job. I mow the lawn. I play basketball with my kids and it's childish. And none of the kids in the neighborhood respect me because I'm playing basketball with my kids and I drive my kid to school. And the reason why I drive him to school is because he's being bullied.
Yeah.
That's why I drive him to school.
All right, now let me ask you this. Hold on. Have you talked to the school counselor or the school principal about what's going on?
That's what's shocking is my husband and I will talk to the principal, but it's people just freeze. And, you know, when you know...
Hold on. Wait just a second. Did you sit down with the principal at a meeting and say, here's what happened to our son?
Right. We sat down, my husband and I, we talked to her, and because this other lady is a licensed psychologist, and it's so hard for people to believe that she's capable of doing something like this. And no, she's basically got a, even as a Christian neighbor, there's 2,000
houses. Okay, hold on. We'll help you right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity.
For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Okay, so, Andon, you've got bullying going on, your son. You've got a psychologist in the neighborhood that's judging you, making comments to other people. Is that right? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. And so you say that you sat down with the principal and address the bullying that went on with your son, either on the bus or at school. Is that right?
Yeah, we've never let him take the school bus after we noticed, when he was sick.
Okay, I get that. But hold on just a second. Yeah. So what was the principal's response to two parents saying, my son is being called the N-word, is being bullied on the bus and at school? What was the response there?
Well, she said, okay, I'm going to have the assistant principal talk to some of the kids on the bus to see if this child is a bully. And then the assistant principal called us back. She said they interviewed, they spoke to a few kids, and a lot of them were scared to answer, but two of them said, yeah, this child is, in fact, a bully. He likes to control.
Okay, so then what was the outcome of all of that?
Well, that was it. I mean, she just gave us a call, spoke with my husband, and said, well, we've confirmed that he's a bully, but, we just have to wait and see if something else happens.
Okay, so here's what I suggest. Here's what I suggest that you do about that. It's summer. I think when school starts next school year, you have a meeting with the principal. You tell the principal, okay, now let's just look at what happened last year. We don't want that to happen this year. We want our child to have a great experience of education. And let's just lay out what we need to do if it does and what the response needs to be. And if you don't get a satisfactory answer, then you're going to need to talk to someone in the district that can help. But also, one of the great things to do is connect with the school counselor in addition to the principal and see if there might be a better response from the school counselor who can actually become your advocate. Because this really,
most school counselors
are right on this. Yeah, me too.
Because there's so many anti-bullying campaigns in schools nowadays.
I think that bullies kind of have a sense that somebody is not feeling confident that they can pick on them.
Mm-hmm.
And what I might do for the summer is enroll your son in a martial arts course. Not to teach him, well, if he learns how to fight, he learns how to fight. But that's not the point of it, because there's kids. I remember when my son went through and got a black belt in one of the Chinese martial arts, that his confidence level went up.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking, Steve, about Solomon and his martial arts. There's training in all kinds of character things as well as confidence things.
Right, teaching him not to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and that may be the best thing you can do, just to equip your son so that he's not vulnerable to kids like that.
And the other thing is the bullying, it's not just him. It's been us too, my husband and I.
Well,
my husband's had a liver transplant. You know, he's had his colon removed. You know, that's why I mow the lawn and I do a lot of the physical labor because I want to support him. And he say that when I mow the lawn, they'll approach me and say, oh, why are you mowing the lawn? You should let your husband do that. And I'm not going to tell people about my husband's medical history because I'm trying to prove
No, you tell him, oh, well, I'm from Cameroon, and that's what we do in Cameroon. I didn't know that it was wrong to do that here.
Or this is how I get exercise.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I think it's fun.
Now, Andon, here's the reality, and I so feel for you. One of the things that is so hard for us to accept is how stupid and uncaring people can be.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. They're uncaring, and they're so unaware of anybody's feelings, and you have been victimized by that.
Right. People push away what they don't understand.
And I tell you, I just think that the best thing you can do is to be truthful. When somebody says something hurtful, to tell them you have no idea how much that hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea, coming from what I've come from, the struggle that we've had, my husband and his health, you have no idea how much pain that causes me on top of the pain we've already had. And I would even go as far, I would go so far as to say, you tell them how much it hurts, and then you ask them, would you please not do that again? Would you not say those things to me again?
You know, the other part, and this sounds paradoxical, I'm sure, is when somebody says that, say, you don't know my whole story. Do you have time for some coffee?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And let's go, come on into my kitchen and I'll make you some good coffee and tell you our story. Because when people get cruel when they don't understand and make judgments. And once they understand the person they're making judgment about, they see them differently. There's a compassion that mm-hmm. typically can occur. So
that comes through connecting, right? You move toward them instead of away from them.
And part of moving towards them is saying what Steve said and being honest about the pain and the hurt. But then an openness that says, I'll make you some coffee. Can we sit down? Do you have 10 minutes? And let me tell you our story as a family, and because we want you to understand where we come from.
Okay, I've got a friend. He lives down the street. His name's Travis Brown. He's been on CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, Headline News, Fox News, you name it. He has a program. I want to give you this website. It's going to help you. It's going to help you. It's going to help your child, all of you. It is www.mojoup. It's MOJOUP.com. And it is the top anti-bullying program for schools, for parents, and for students. It's mojoup.com. Travis Brown, MOJOUP.com. Travis Brown, mojoup.com. This is going to help you. And, you know, he's the guy that I talk to when we've had bullying in our family, and we went to the principal when we had bullying, and the principal did something and made sure that there was a consequence for it. And I think it was because of Travis's influence on that school. So go there. I think you'll find some great, great resources there. In the meantime, we have some wonderful, wonderful ways of saying thank you. Never been this thankful before of those that will join Club New Life this summer. If you join right now, we'll send you a tote bag with the New Life logo on it, along with a mug with the New Life logo on it. It's got help in the hope in the storm, help in the struggle on there to give you some encouragement. Also, the best of tv.newlife.com, a book by Dr. John Townsend. It's entitled You Can Do This. And then the note cards, I used one of them today. The artwork from the poppies that were growing in Israel, I did that as part of these note cards. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, join Club New Life, and we'll send that to you as our way of saying Thank you. And we are so grateful. Club New Life makes all the difference in the world for everything that we do here. And then on the video today is on how to make a bold move. You know, we often get bogged down, but at tv.newlife.com, it's how to make a bold move. Go there. If you need some help, call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Women in the Battle is Friday in Dallas. Still time to get in. We love you. Now hang on, we got another program after this, 1-800-229-3000.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.